programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And we welcome you into hour number two of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, dependable. Was the word that we invented yesterday. Joe and Gracie with you here. Gracie, scouring through scouting reports, photos of quarterbacks, trying to come up with her expert pick for the Eagles and the Vikings tonight. We'll do that coming up here at 5:35. We have an update here on NSYNC, as we have over the last couple of days been wondering, okay, so they had the VMA reunion. Possibly looking into doing something else together. We learned what that something else is. And an update on the Drew Barrymore stalker going after somebody else in the entertainment world. We'll have all of that coming up here in the second half hour of the program. A lot of state and national headlines are coming. We start, though, with our top three stories, as we always do. And number one here is Hunter Biden being indicted on felony gun charges today.
Essentially, at the core of this allegation is that Hunter Biden lied on an application for a federal permit to obtain a gun, and at the time he was an active drug user, which is against the law.
So was it last month there was the plea agreement that fell apart, and then Merrick Garland, the attorney general, appoints special counsel to do this, and now we get to today with the three criminal charges. So two counts are related to Hunter allegedly filing a form claiming he was not using drugs at the time he bought a weapon back in 2018. The third alleges he was in possession of a gun while using drugs. So that indictment handed down today.
Also, the president of the United Auto Worker Union say that there's going to be no extension on the contracts for the big three automakers in Detroit. So the UAW workers are prepared to strike once the contracts expire at midnight Eastern tonight. And he adds that the initial strike locations are going to be limited and targeted if no deal is reached.
What do you think? Do you think that we're going to have a deal by midnight tonight, or are we striking auto workers tomorrow?
I don't think so. I think there's going to be a strike, but for some reason, I feel like they'll come to an agreement quickly after. Yeah, quickly after. It won't be like a month's on.
I tend to agree with that. I think right now the gulf is just too far apart when it comes to what the union wants and what the automakers are offering, because it was reported earlier this week, I believe, it was around like 14-15% pay raises that the auto workers were offering, and the union wanted like 46%. Yeah. So we'll see there, but still time, obviously. And what was the last big one? Was it UPS, right?
Yeah.
So that one got done at the 11th hour. So we'll see if that one gets done as well. Finally, in our top three stories today, a luxury cruise ship that's been stranded off the coast of Greenland for 3 days is now free. The Ocean Explorer ran aground Monday, and it wasn't until today's high tide that it was able to pull free. 206 people on board, they were able to return to a port where they could all fly home. So good for them. 5:15 now, right before local headlines, traffic and weather together.
Well, a lot of the slowdowns going into Pace from Pensacola on Highway 90 have cleared up, but we are still seeing some slowdowns leading up to that. So there was something going on the bridge. We don't think it was an accident, but it was fire trucks and authorities that were really slowing things down. So things have cleared up on Highway 90 after the intersection, after where Scenic Highway in Davis meets. But leading up to that is still going to be slow moving. So that's going to be backed up to just about Copter Road and then clears up at that intersection right near the University of West Florida and right by that Tom Thumb. So once you get onto the causeway, it does start moving start moving nicely again. We also have some slow-moving traffic on I-10. It's going to be in the westbound direction in between Pine Forest and 29, and also some slow-moving traffic northbound on 29 just off of the interstate. So that's going to be, again, if you're getting off the interstate onto 29 northbound, it'll clear up after Detroit Boulevard. If you see anything else on the roads, please give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. And for weather, we do have some light rain throughout Pensacola. That's going to be right around Ferry Pass area, Ensley, Beulah, and then some heavier rain throughout Seminole, Alberta area. So that's going to be making its way into Pensacola shortly. So right now it looks like it's right by the Alabama-Florida state line. So
it's headed right for what, like Gulf Breeze kind of looks like?
Yeah, Gulf Breeze. So it'll go through, you know, West Pensacola, NAS, through NAS, and then into most likely Gulf Breeze, parts of Gulf Breeze proper. So, you know, get ready for some rain, scattered storms throughout the rest of this evening. I'm Grace on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. So you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Grace on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at our local headlines today. Pensacola police saying that more burglars are targeting unlocked cars, and they struck again last night. A gun was stolen out of one of them.
We've talked about it until we're tired of it, but we're going to have to keep talking about it. We had another some vehicle burglaries overnight, and one of them was left unlocked, and guess what? A weapon was taken out of it, gun.
So oftentimes they are used in crimes after they're stolen. Wood says it is legal to leave a weapon in your car, but if it's stolen and later used in a homicide, could be on your conscience forever. Yeah, that's a good point there. Also today, buses and ambulances are down throughout Escambia County due to fuel injector problems. County Administrator Wes Moreno talked about it with us.
It's been a little frustrating, honestly, but we're working through it. We've gotten quite a few buses back online and ambulances as well. That is something that we're continuing to track and monitor and continue to test.
So Moreno says they've had to scramble to move fleet vehicles around to cover for the vehicles that aren't in service, some ambulances and buses developing issues there. Also, the proposed hotel development on Bayfront Parkway is at risk of falling apart over the issue of parking. So during this week's planning board meeting, representatives were split 2-2 over whether to grant approval to Carioth Corporation to build 21 private parking spaces in the public right-of-way at 13th Avenue and De Leon Street.
The project doesn't make feasible sense today without the parking. And so it becomes a proposition on whether or not it's a redevelopment district, whether or not the city wants to involve itself in redevelopment.
So Carioth wants to build a six-story Homewood Suites by Hilton at 801 East Gregory Street. However, Hilton requires there be 132 parking spaces, one for each room. The property, though, only has enough for about 111. So the city council next month looks like they're going to be making the final decision on this issue. Also, FHP says somebody drove through a fence and crashed into a boat at Aqua Force Marine on Fairfield Drive. That happened around 3 this morning, and what's worse, the driver then fled the scene. So there is a Hyundai out there somewhere with significant damage to the front. We don't know the exact model or color. If you have any information, you're asked to contact FHP 850-484-5000. Right now it is 5:20. We'll take a break. We've got our state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What is the one thing God will not forgive? After all, the Bible plainly explains that if we seek God's forgiveness, He will forgive sins such as lust, lying, and even murder. But the one sin that God will not forgive is the sin of unbelief. To refuse to believe in Jesus' virgin birth, or His sinless life, or His substitutionary death, or His resurrection from the dead, or to refuse to believe anything that the Scripture declares about Jesus is to consign your own soul to an eternal hell. The good news of the gospel is a message of forgiveness of sin, but again, the one sin that God will not forgive is unbelief. Acts 16:31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way. Offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
On News Radio 92.3, it is Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. Going to get traffic on the fives before we get our state and national headlines. So starting off on the roads, we do have some slowdowns throughout our area. That's going to include I-10 in between Pine Forest and I-110 right around the 29 exit. Extremely slow moving traffic throughout this area. Don't have any reports of an accident, but pretty slow moving due to light rain throughout the area, as well as just a lot of cars. Also, northbound on 29, a couple patches of slow moving traffic right when you get off of I-10 westbound heading northbound onto 29. Expect slowdowns until you get to about Detroit Boulevard, and then it's pretty busy in between 10 Mile and 9 Mile Road northbound on 29 as well. We still have slow moving traffic on Davis Highway. That's going to be in the typical areas Right near the interstate heading northbound. And then also if you are heading into Pace from taking Highway 90 from Pensacola, expect some slowdowns after Copter Road until you get to the Scenic Highway intersection. It will clear up before you get onto Highway 90. So those are the major slowdowns throughout our area. But if you do see something else, please give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. Taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we have some heavy rain coming into our area. So, again, that's going to be light rain all throughout I-10 in Ensley and Ferry Pass area, and then heavier rain making its way into the Pensacola area, coming into West Pensacola, Myrtle Grove area, and then kind of going diagonal, going to be going through the NAS and Gulf Breeze proper area. So that currently is right at the Alabama-Florida state line, but also some really heavy rain going throughout Mobile, Saraland, and Chickasaw right now. And that's going to be making its way into our area later this evening. Looks like it's going to be it's going to be north of I-10, but that is some really heavy rain just west of Mobile currently. If you see something on the roads, 850-262-6111. And this traffic and weather update brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at our state headlines today. Weekly jobless claims are up in Florida following five straight weeks of declines. The Labor Department says the number of Floridians filing for first-time unemployment last week was about 5,400. That's an increase of around 600.
Also, Florida is working on a campaign to recruit more out-of-state law enforcement officers. So Governor Ron DeSantis says that the state is going to buy billboards in Chicago to promote his policies. He's going to target Illinois crime rates and the elimination of the cash bail system. So the ads are going to highlight $5,000 signing bonuses for police recruits from other states, as well as first responders' housing program.
CDC speaking out over Florida's COVID booster recommendations. Director Mandy Cohen says the state's decision is unfounded and dangerous. She says the new boosters are the safest protection to avoid virus-related hospitalizations and death. The new state attorney for Orange and Osceola County says he'll send all police use of force cases to a grand jury in order to create community transparency. Andrew Bain replaced Monique Worrell, who Governor DeSantis suspended last month, accusing her of negligence. In Tampa, a 13-year-old girl recovering after she was hit by a police car while riding her bike. It happened last night, and the girl reportedly suffered a head injury and a broken leg as well. That incident is still under investigation. Also, the woman accused of arranging her ex-husband's murder in Jacksonville Beach is fighting her extradition to Duval County, where she will face a possible death sentence. Prosecutors say Shanna Lee Gardner arranged the murder of Microsoft executive Jared Bridgen last year. Looking at some national headlines today, sad story for me anyway. The Saturn rocket that welcomed folks into Alabama on I-65 for decades officially being taken down. That's been at the Welcome Center in Ardmore since the late 70s. Apparently it's just too deteriorated now. Once the rocket is fully removed, it'll be returned to NASA.
Also, a federal judge is ruling the DACA program unlawful for the second time. So the Obama-era measure prevents thousands of immigrants brought into the U.S. as children from being deported. The Texas judge did allow the DHS to continue the DACA applications for the time being, and the Biden White House is expected to appeal.
Also, a group of Russian ransomware hackers is claiming responsibility for the cyber attack on MGM Resorts in Las Vegas. The breach affected slot machines, hotel room keys, and more for 4 days. The group says they were able to do it with a phone call last weekend.
Also, President Biden is speaking about his economic agenda and effects of a possible government shutdown.
Whatever we've set our mind to as a country, we've always accomplished. We've never failed. Not a joke. Think about it. Name me one objective America's set that they haven't been able to accomplish if we work together.
And there's less than 3 weeks before the government funding runs out, and some Republicans are demanding a spending cut of about $120 billion before approving the budget.
Yeah, also, a federal appeals court judge ruled that Texas's floating border wall can stay in the Rio Grande as the legal case plays out. Probably going to reach all the way to the Supreme Court. 5:30 now, Fox News updates, followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
I'm John Saucier. Hunter Biden indicted by the federal government for alleged gun crimes following the collapse of his plea deal. The indictment says he lied about being addicted to drugs at the time of buying and owning a gun. Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy on the Fox News Channel.
I'm deeply grateful that the Oversight Committee and Judiciary Committee are moving forward. I'm glad we have an impeachment inquiry, but Hunter Biden was deserving of this, and I'm glad that the judge saw through the sham deal back in July.
Hunter's legal team says the plea deal that fell apart should still shield their client from these charges. President Biden talking about the economy and investing education today.
MAGA Republicans in Congress want to slash Pell Grants. More than 6 million students who count on these grants to be able to afford to go to college would lose it. That's what they're pressing for. You saw how they took on my attempt to eliminate student debt.
The president's comments in Largo, Maryland. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Adobe is out with fiscal third quarter results that appeared to slightly top expectations on both the top and bottom lines. That includes record revenue of just under $4.9 billion. The digital media and software maker also issued a bullish profit forecast for the current quarter. Despite the positive news, shares of Adobe are down 1.75% in after-hours trading. A new addition to Amazon's board is fueling some optimism about the company's push into healthcare and the company's stock. The e-commerce and tech giant late yesterday announced that current Humana director Brad Smith would be joining Amazon's board. And analysts view the move as indicative of the company taking another step towards advancing its healthcare-related efforts. Smith also happens to be a former chief executive of software company Intuit. U.S. stocks notched solid gains today. The S&P 500 rose 37. The Dow Industrials jumped 331, or 1%, and the NASDAQ Composite leaped 112 points. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. AlphaStar Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit AlphaStarWealth.com or call 850-437-3127. AlphaStar Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. The Super Bowl loser jinx doesn't really make sense. If you're good enough to win the conference, you should be good enough to get back to the big game the next year. The problem in the NFL is health. The Eagles kept their roster intact for the most part last season. Injuries on defense are the key storyline against the Vikings tonight. And we're only 5 days into the season. They better hope the health trend ticks up, or they could fall into a familiar pattern for teams that fell short in the Super Bowl. I'm Andrew Perloff.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When I was a young boy living in the city, all I did was run, 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 run. Staring at the lights, they look so pretty. Mama said, son, 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 you're gonna grow up, you're gonna get old.
It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Gonna get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our sports headlines, and we'll figure out who Joe and I think are going to win, or which team is going to win tonight for the NFL game coming up for Thursday Night Football. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start with the roads. So on I-10 westbound, we do have an accident. It's going to be in the westbound direction before you get to 29. And it really is backing things up. That's going to be slowing things down once you get past the I-110 Davis Highway exit, or if you're heading northbound on I-110, getting onto I-10 westbound, you're going to be seeing some slow-moving traffic start before you even get off of I-110. Again, that is due to an accident. It is in the median area right near the barricades. So again, that's before you get to 29 if you're heading westbound on I-10. We also still have some slowdowns on 29. That's going to be in between 10 Mile and 9 Mile Road in the northbound direction, as well as Pine Forest, both north and southbound direction in between 9 Mile and I-10 is slow moving. If you see anything else on the roads, please give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
The chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms continues right on through tonight and right on through the next several days through the weekend. That rain chance each day is at about 50%. If we end up with more cloud cover in the skies and some rain in the area, high temperatures will be in the 80s. Otherwise, with some sunshine, easily we could get up to 90 or even up into the low 90s. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We do have rain throughout our area and expect scattered storms throughout the rest of this afternoon and into tonight. It's 86 in Pensacola, 87 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, Gracie, it is time. Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime, 7:15 kickoff for the Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings. Gracie, the Eagles, NFC conference champions, went to the Super Bowl, lost to the Chiefs, beating the Patriots in week one on the road last week. They're a 6-point favorite at home against the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota at home last week lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You've done all the research. You've looked at the film. You've studied the stats. You've looked at pictures of the starting quarterbacks.
Yes.
So what is the prognostication for you tonight?
I am going to have to go with the Eagles, even though if I was going quarterback-wise, I probably would be going with the Vikings.
Yep.
And my brother-in-law is from Minnesota and just breathes purple and gold. But I'm going to have to go with the Eagles. You know, home, they just were at the Super Bowl last year. They have a Kelce brother on the team. I'm going to have to go with the Eagles.
You got a score for me?
I'm going to go lower than usual because I figure I'm always doing these high numbers.
Okay.
Like, super unrealistic. I am going to say 14-21 Eagles.
Okay. 21-14 Eagles. I like it. So that you would have the Eagles covering the spread, which is a 6-point spread. So I like that. I'm going to pick the Eagles as well. I just think that the Eagles are too good top to bottom. And Kirk Cousins, the Vikings quarterback, he's going to throw a pick or two. Very good Eagles defense. But for fantasy purposes, certainly hoping for good games from Justin Jefferson. Vikings wide receiver, as well as Devontae Smith for the Eagles. But I'd like the pick there. We both have the Eagles winning tonight. Major League Baseball scores right now. The Braves are off today after clinching the NL East last night. Rays and the Orioles starting in about 35, 40 minutes. And that game's on Fox, by the way. Marlins lost to the Brewers earlier today 4-2. Also, college football tonight, 6:30 start time, Miami, 22nd-ranked team in the country, taking on Bethune-Cookman. That went on ACC Network, also on ESPN at 6:30. Memphis taking on Navy. That's what's happening in the world of sports today. In health, business, and science notes, NASA astronaut Frank Rubio now holds the record for the longest orbit mission by an American. He passed 355 days on the International Space Station this week. Rubio is scheduled to return to Earth September 27th, where he will have spent 371 days in space. Also, Elon Musk and Israeli Prime Minister Ben Netanyahu are reportedly going to be meeting in California, and according to the Washington Post, they're going to be speaking on the dramatic increase in anti-Semitic speech on X platform since Musk bought that. So Musk has said that X would become a haven for free speech, and apparently just a lot of anti-Semitic comments there, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wants to talk to him about that. On Maui, some first responders who battled the wildfires are still dealing with breathing issues after more than a month. Now, some people are even coughing up soot. Tina Braddock provides hyperbaric oxygen therapy on Oahu, and now she's offering free services to first responders on Maui. People who go into a pressurized environment and breathe oxygen for a long period of time as a form of therapy for their lungs. So certainly hope they all improve and get back to full health there. Mexico overtaking China as America's biggest trading partner with roughly $400 billion in imports from Mexico this year. Meanwhile, foreign direct investment in Mexico is up more than 40% as U.S. companies increasingly set up shop. And also, Skittles will not be kicked out of California after all. A ban on certain food ingredients passed the California legislature this week, but the final version did not include titanium dioxide, which is an ingredient in Skittles. The rules would ban foods that contain potassium bromate, brominated vegetable oil, and red dye number 3. Gracie, by the way, is on the traffic line, so that's where she's at right now. That's what's happening in pop in health, business, and science news. Gracie, start us off here on pop culture.
So lots going off in pop, or lots going on in pop culture, and starting with an update. So we talked about this a couple weeks ago, that Drew Barrymore, she had a stalker. So the man accused of stalking Drew Barrymore is now accused of storming a New York Fashion Week show looking for a new actress, looking for Emma Watson. So TMZ reported that Chad Michael Busto snuck into a dressing room, and it was at a Brooklyn Navy Yard, and began yelling at models and makeup artists. So police say that Chad Michael Busto repeatedly told them that he wanted to marry the actress. So what is up with Chad?
Definitely a screw loose there. Yeah. Although I suppose, according to him, that the reason he did this was because Emma Watson did not clearly tell him that she is not interested, because that was the excuse that he left for Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's definitely a weird one there. Also here in music news. Don't get angry with me. So the new Rolling Stones album will feature a number of superstar guests. The band revealed Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder, Elton John, and Lady Gaga will all be appearing on Hackney Diamonds. The album will be the Stones' first since 2005's A Bigger Bang and the death of founding drummer Charlie Watts. It's available on October 20th.
Also, there's a fierce bidding war today for Princess Diana's famous black sheep sweater. So in the final 15 minutes of the auction, the bidding went from $190,000 to the final price of $1.1 million. She wore it back in 1981 while watching then Prince Charles polo match.
I think I saw that it shattered the record for like the highest selling sweater of all time by like $700,000.
Wow.
So Yeah, I guess that people really wanted the black sheep sweater there.
Yeah.
Also, 12 candidates for induction into the National Toy Hall of Fame. Among them are the game Battleship, Connect Four. You have baseball cards, bingo, Nerf toys, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. People can vote online for their favorites until September 20th. Three of the toys will get inducted. I think that now I know these aren't all 12 finalists, but of these ones that we mentioned, for my personal taste here, if I was voting on toys getting into the Hall of Fame, it would be baseball cards, Nerf, and Battleship.
Yeah. I feel like baseball cards, I'm kind of honestly surprised they're not already there, even though they're not, I guess, not a toy, but that's just like so popular that every little kid, every little boy was playing with baseball cards and had baseball cards.
Absolutely.
If I had to pick one, I would definitely do Nerf guns, but that's just because I haven't really played with anything else.
Yeah, well, for me, it wasn't really Nerf guns. It was like Nerf footballs and basketballs, that sort of thing. But for sure.
A little bit late to traffic on the fives, but we're going to get a quick update on the roads. So on I-10, if you're in the westbound direction, it is really going to be slowing down in between 29 and I-110. That is due to an accident. So if you are heading northbound on I-110, getting onto the ramp to go westbound on I-10, that's where you're going to start seeing slowdowns. It will clear up after you get past 29. The accident is in the median area near the barricades, so just keep that in mind. That slow traffic is throughout Pensacola westbound on I-10. Also, in between 9 Mile and I-10 on Pine Forest, north and southbound direction is going to be slow moving. And if you see something else on the roads, please call the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Coming up for weather, or should I say currently for weather, we do have some rain throughout our area. So a really heavy rain going throughout Mobile and Saraland currently. So we're going to be seeing that starting to make its way into Pensacola later this evening. But some heavy rain throughout Seminole, right at the Florida-Alabama state line, and light rain basically all throughout Pensacola. So just keep that in mind. If you see something else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Also, by the way, so we've kind of talked about around this here the last couple of days, but we figured out today what it is that NSYNC has been up to. So, of course, we were predicting that NSYNC would show up at the VMAs. They did. Taylor Swift, they gave the award to her for best pop video. And she's like, okay, so what are you guys up to? Because this can't be it, right? So we learned today what that it is. And it is the song Trolls Band Together. That's the movie that's coming up in November. Justin Timberlake featured in that. And NSYNC recorded a song for it. It's called Better Place. Just let me take it. So that was the snippet. That is how the trailer ended. So the song is officially being released on September 29th. And again, the movie hits theaters on November 17th. We were talking about this last hour, Gracie. Big fan of the troll movies, apparently.
Yeah, and it's kind of one where, you know, when the newer cartoons come out, it's like, oh, I don't really want to watch it. Like, let's watch a classic if you're babysitting or you're with your nieces or whatever. But Trolls is awesome. The soundtrack is awesome, so I'm excited that there is going to already be some good music attached to it, and I might see it in the theaters. I'll just say that.
Absolutely. All right, now wacky and weird headlines here. So we have a British company in the process of developing a perfume that smells like the Yellow Pages. The company is called Yell, makes sense, and they say the Yellow Pages are a timeless and familiar scent, and it's being created to transport the mind and the senses back to the past. I like nostalgia. Yes, I'm not spending money for a cologne that smells like the Yellow Pages. Although, I mean, I can smell the Yellow Pages right now as I'm talking about it. And anybody listening that is familiar with the Yellow Pages, they can also at this very moment smell the Yellow Pages.
Yeah, or like even just feel the chalkiness on your fingers going through the papers. So, definitely a weird one. I don't know if I'd want to smell like it, but definitely a distinct smell. Also, we've talked about people just I guess, not respecting statues, yeah, buildings, ancient things like that. Well, it has happened again. An Irish tourist was filmed climbing on an iconic statue that was in Brussels, and he caused some damage as well. As he climbed down, part of the statue, with the believed to be the torch of the statue, broke off. To fix the statue, it's going to cost about $19,000, and the Brussels Stock Exchange plans to make him pay for it, which is good.
Should. Yep.
The worst part, though, not only did he break this ancient statue, he broke the statue a day after the building that houses this statue reopened following a $150 million renovation. So, really just bad.
It wasn't an American tourist, so we cannot claim responsibility for that. So that is a... that is a good thing there. Finally here, wanted to hear this here. So today's viral video features a mariachi band at a Mexican restaurant in Vegas. A customer requested the song Yeah by Usher, and here's how it sounded. Pretty darn good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they nailed that one. So I don't know if there's any Mexican restaurants in town that have a mariachi band, but I'm going to start putting some songs together for requests.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. 5:51, quick break. We're back with good news to finish up hour number two. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Tomorrow morning at 10:30, join A Hope on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe that every life is precious, that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. Tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about the New Baptist Hospital after I got a tour of it yesterday. There's a good video on our Facebook page if you want to check that out, or, of course, you can listen to my descriptions on the podcast. Also talked to Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno about the EMS bad debt and some road projects, and are the county commissioners looking to eliminate the Santa Rosa Island Authority? That's a question that was hinted at by Commissioners May and Barry at a recent commission meeting. That's all on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
On News Radio 92.3, it is Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. We're going to get some TV and movie recap in just a bit, as well as some good news. But first, a look at our roads. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major, or excuse me, I-10 is seeing some slowdowns. It is improving, though. That's going to be in the westbound direction, 29 and 90 in between 29, or excuse me, in between 29 and in I-110, expect some slowdowns. That is due to an accident. Westbound direction on I-10 is slow moving due to this accident before you get to 29. Scene of the accident is in is in the middle median. Looks like it is clearing up at the scene of the accident, but we're still seeing some slowdowns backing up even onto the ramp for I-110 northbound, getting onto I-10 westbound. Other than that, we're looking pretty good, but if you do see something on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And for weather, we'll get an update from Alan Strong.
The chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms continues right on through tonight and right on through the next several days through the weekend. That rain chance each day is at about 50%. If we end up with more cloud cover in the skies and some rain in the area, high temperatures will be in the 80s. Otherwise, with some sunshine, easily we could get up to 90 or even up into the low 90s. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We're going to have some scattered storms all throughout the rest of this evening, so just keep that in mind. It's 86 in Pensacola, 87 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Right before we hit good news, DC fans getting their first look at the next Aquaman movie.
Half a billion people from every known species in the sea call this place home. But that doesn't mean they all like me. I'm going to kill Aquaman and destroy everything he holds dear.
Well, there it is. So the first trailer released for Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, starring Jason Momoa, Patrick Wilson, and Amber Heard. Would this be Amber's first movie since the whole Johnny Depp thing went down?
I think so, yeah. And she did, I thought she said she was taking a break. Mm. So maybe after this movie comes out, she's taking a break.
I wonder if like all of her money that she gets from this is going to Johnny's pockets.
I'm sure. She owes him a good bit, I'm sure. So some good news. Back in 1994, a Southwest pilot named Ruben Flowers took a photo in the cockpit of his young son and his co-pilot seat. Now, almost 30 years later, they've recreated the photo. His son, Ruben Jr., is now a Southwest pilot, too. Yeah. So he sat shotgun with his dad for his very first flight before he retired. Awesome.
Yeah, very cool there. Also, in good news, in Auburn, hundreds of people baptized following a worship service this week. Thousands packed Neville Arena, and at the end of the service, one student asked to be baptized since there wasn't a tub available. Students gathered around the lake at Red Barn. About 200 people ended up getting baptized, even head football coach Hugh Freeze getting in the water to help with that.
That is awesome. Just shy of 6 o'clock, we're going to get a quick break. It'll be WEAR up, and then we'll be up with the rundown on the stories. Yeah. Just starting off with our top three stories, states, local, and national headlines right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.